Kabul, Hamid Karzai today thanked delegates to the Loya Jirga for selecting him as Afghanistan's head of state. Karzai swept yesterday's council vote, winning more than 80% of the ballots cast. He will lead the country until elections scheduled to take place within the next 2 years. NPR's Ivan Watson reports Karzai's victory was never in doubt.
The election results were announced late last night in the Loya Jirga tent and broadcast out to Afghanistan on television and radio.
Muhtaram Hamid Karzai.
After counting the secret ballots, an official announced Hamid Karzai won 1,295 votes. That's the support of more than three-quarters of the gathered Loya Jirga representatives, an overwhelming victory. In his brief statement to the crowd, Karzai thanked the representatives and added that he would do his best to honor the independence and well-being of the country. The mood in the tent last night was one of jubilation. But out on the streets of the Afghan capital this morning, it was life as usual. By 8 a.m., the summer heat was already hitting the row of butcher stalls at this market outside Kabul's Mikra Rayon neighborhood, where men ground meat and hacked at sheep's carcasses with axes as customers patiently waited in line. Though nobody here was openly celebrating, some Afghans, like this customer named Ahman, were clearly happy with last night's results.
Very nice, very good, very good.
Why?
Because as Democrat, it's very Democrat. I like democracy.
Abdul Maruf, one of the butchers here, said he'd been following the Loya Jirga proceedings on television and radio, day and night. It's not just me, he said. All of Afghanistan's happy today. For the past 6 months under Karzai's leadership, we've had peace. He's the best man for the job. Rolandasam Vaizi, the baker next door, said he believed the Loya Jirga representatives did their job by casting their ballots for the people's choice.
I think this is the first step of democracy in Afghanistan.
But not everyone is happy with the outcome. University lecturer Abdul Hamid Rizak said his choice for head of state, the former King Zahir Shah, never even got a chance to run for office. This was a plot, he said. The Tajiks from the Northern Alliance and the envoy from the U.S. Embassy both forced Zahir Shah to withdraw from the election. The controversial last-minute announcement that the former king would not run for office removed one of the biggest potential challenges to a Karzai victory. Karzai went into the vote with the endorsement of both the former king and another former Afghan head of state, ex-president Burhanuddin Rabbani. Karzai's opponents, a little-known deputy minister of mines and a woman employee from the United Nations, didn't stand a chance. But even with this overwhelming advantage, two Loya Jirga delegates, who are also Karzai supporters, said they saw regional bosses in the Loya Jirga tent pressuring other representatives to vote for Karzai. Saeed Amin Mujedidi is a delegate from Kabul and a member of the Loya Jirga's organizing commission. Before the election, the governors from Kandahar, Jalalabad, and Kabul were telling their delegates they must vote for Karzai, he said. Mujedidi's wife, Jamila, is also a Loya Jirga delegate who voted for Karzai. A group of warlords came up to the woman delegates, she said. They told us we should vote for Karzai. We said, you have no business ordering us around. Our vote is our own choice. Clearly, this process has been far from perfect. Given the context of recent history, however, it's an unmistakable step forward for Afghanistan. Just 8 months ago, this country was still in the grip of an intractable civil war. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.